With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. As trade tensions continue to rise, local farmers are calling on lawmakers to do something. Last week, Gebbers Farms President and CEO Cass Gebbers was in Washington, D.C. and told the House Ways and Means Subcommittee on Trade that canceled and delayed orders are costing Pacific Northwest growers money.
Keep in mind that the further these delays go down the chain, the more we eat as growers and the more it punishes us as growers because we've already sunk those numbers into our crop. So when we have a load consumed in China through an inspection process or heavily taxed, that goes back to the grower because there's no way to pass that back on. We've tried that.
It's frustrating, Gebbers says, because there's nothing growers can do.
The consequences, and I'll just address perishable, we can't store this crop. I can turn my cows out for another 6 months and wait out the storm maybe, or delay those fat cattle or store some hay. I can't do that with cherries. They're rotten in 30 days, 30 to 40 days. We need to move them. Apples are perishable. Once you've committed them to a box, they have to be moved.
And he says Chinese exports take a big hit.
China's our number one market for cherries, number five on apples, and number nine on pears. And it's basically we're paying up to 50% in tariffs. And if you add the VAT tax on, it's another 10%.
Listen tomorrow for more on Gebbers' testimony and his concerns over more tariffs and delays.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.